today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We keep moving forward, opening new doors, and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths to new music.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my August new music picks. First up is The Window by Rat Boys, a Chicago band who's been around for over a decade. This is their fourth LP of new material, and their sound is a mix of indie rock, alt-country, and 90s alt-rock, particularly when the occasional distorted guitar makes an appearance. According to their Bandcamp page, this is their first collaborative effort. When they hit Seattle to record with Chris Walla, they were well rehearsed. I say that works to their benefit on this consistently strong effort. Please play Morning Zoo. My next pick is Timba a la Americana by Harold Lopez Nusa. It's the Blue Note debut for the Cuban-born pianist and composer, and features his take on Latin jazz. The foundation is Afro-Cuban dance music, think Buena Vista Social Club. The tempos vary, but the groove, yes, the groove is a constant. In these waning days of summer, it would be great if you could play the lead track, Funky. That's it for me. As always, I look forward to hearing everybody else's picks. In the meantime, keep rocking the suburbs, and I'll catch you next time.
interns, suburbanites across the globe, and Shadow. This is Scott from Marietta, Georgia, with two suggestions from the month of August. My first recommendation is the new Rat Boys album called The Window. Back in March, I called and recommended the first single from that record called Black Earth, Wisconsin, and now that the full-length album is out and available, it does not disappoint. I'd like to call out Morning Zoo as a nice jangly Midwestern pop gem. Another song crossed that line. That could be a Breeders' deep cut. The title track sounds to me almost like a little bit like an Americana band led by Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star. All in all, just a great record. Highly recommended.
I walked across the green grass to where I knew you laid. The way the sun was shining down, I only saw your shape. But I'd need to tell you everything before it's too late, that I don't regret a single day. And you're so beautiful. So take this part. Open, felt the wind blow. I saw you through it.
Another shout out is to an artist that has appeared on the podcast twice before, in episodes 9 and 17, so almost 1,700 episodes ago. According to Bandcamp, quote, Margaret Glasby's third album, Echo the Diamond, emerged from a deliberate stripping away of artifice to reveal life for all its harsh truths and ineffable beauty. I don't know about all that. It's a bunch of marketing speak to me, but it's an album that contains multitudes, I will say that. It's got traditional rockers, quiet bedroom pop, grungy rave-ups. There's lots of discover on this record. What I hear personally is a sort of a combination of Courtney Barnett, Matthew Sweet, St. Vincent, Waxahachie, Liz Phair. The lead single off of that record, which I really highly recommend, is called Act Natural. Some other outstanding tracks on this album are Female Brain, which could have been like a 90s alt-rock radio staple had it been written 30 years ago. Good Lord, I'm old. Memories, that's a nice little country-tinged ballad. And My Eyes is another song, which ebbs and flows like it was a Radiohead song. So those are my two recommendations from the month of August. That's The Window by Rat Boys and Echo the Diamond by Margaret Glasby. Keep up the good work. Keep rocking the suburbs. Thanks.
So absurd. Are you a paradise bird? Cause violet shines bright in both your eyes. That can't be natural. Indigo flares up in your
urbanites across the globe.